Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Kyle Larson blows an engine and a championship in Kansas. Live report from Martinsville with Matt Corson and the racing experts coming up a little later in the show. A lot of fireworks at the U.S. Grand Prix, but not for the lead. Lewis Hamilton only needs to finish fifth to secure another championship. Tom McKeon, producer with Mike and Mike, and of course our Formula One guru, will be joining us firsthand with some accounts from Austin. Of course, Halloween is Tuesday, but the Spooktacular Car Show is going on today. Reggie Tibbetts. I wonder how many times he's been called Reggie Tibbetts. Anyway, we'll ask Reggie. He's joining the show live from Hooters East Side with all the details. And now joining us is Brooklyn Green, Trackside reporter, Trackside. Okay, I'm going to stay. Can we start this whole thing over, Kelly? Okay, yeah, she's nodding. Okay, so time warp. We started over. And now Brooklyn Green, Trackside reporter for New Mexico Motorsports Report, joining us. How are you doing this morning, Brooklyn?
I'm good, David. How are you?
Well, that coffee looks like it's doing good for you.
Oh, yeah, I feel good.
Yeah, I mean, did you do your speech exercises? Because clearly I didn't do mine.
But, I missed mine, so I'm going to wing it this morning. So.
There you go. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the racing community this weekend.
Yeah, we've got a big racing weekend coming up. Xfinity today at Martinsville at 11:30 a.m. And then we've got the Spring Cup tomorrow at Martinsville at 1 p.m., so be sure to tune in on that. F1 is the Sunday Mexican Grand Prix
there
at 1
go.
p.m. Woo, here we go. NHRA this weekend, the Toyota Nationals at the Strip. ABQ Dragway, we've got on Sunday, we've got the Yearwood Street to Strip. And at Sandia Motor Speedway, we got the Lantern Fest today. So not racing, but it's still at the track, so make sure you go out there, and I heard it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I want to talk a little NHRA before we talk about maybe some two-wheel things that are going on. But out at the Strip, Tony Schumacher, 8-time world champion, piloted his Top Fuel dragster to the top of the class yesterday in the 17th annual NHRA Toyota Nationals at the Strip in Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Schumacher ran in a laps time of 3.673 at 332.67 miles per hour in his U.S. Army dragster. He is in hot pursuit of his fourth number one qualifier of the season and 84th of his career. Schumacher has the most Top Fuel victories at this track with 8 wins on his resume. Jack Beckman, that's fast Jack Beckman, powered his Dodge Charger RT to a 3.867 pass at 329.50 to take the preliminary lead in funny car category. Beckman moved to the top of the order early in the second qualifying session. Points leader Jason Anderson raised to a 6.663 at 204.73 in his Chevy Camaro during Friday's final qualifying round to sit atop of the Pro Stock ladder. Gosh, man, we're just having trouble this morning. In Pro Stock Motorcycle, Eddie Krajic currently leads the class in points and in qualifying with a 6.936 pass at 191.76 in his Harley-Davidson from evening qualifying session yesterday. So I got to ask you, Brooklyn, have you ever thought about doing any drag racing, you know, any motorcycle drag racing?
No, not real. I mean, I actually went to Dallas, Texas with Joshua Jackson a couple months ago, and we went to... what is it called? Need for Speed or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
That like sim drag racing?
Well, no, it was it was like in a dragster, and you get to shift and everything. And I was like, I don't want to do that one. It's drag. It doesn't look that fun. And that was by far the funnest one. It was so cool. I beat Josh on it, so that's why it was the best.
So did it, I mean, so it was like real?
Yeah, they were on rails. So, yeah, you got in there, and all you had to do is push the gas. You got the green light, you push the gas, you shift, and then it was faster than hell. It was crazy.
So other than I think you used that word, so I hope the FCC, we can do a drop on that one, right, Kelly? Well, anyway, Kelly's busy talking to Alex. I was just, hi, how you guys doing? Yeah, no, I'm just teasing. But, so it's like bowling when you put up the, like, bumpers on the side?
Yeah.
Is that basically what it was?
Pretty much, yeah. And then it just took you backwards, and then you did it again. You got three tries. It was really cool.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it, like, drew you back. Well, that's pretty interesting. That sounded kind of condescending, but no! I mean, it sounds like fun. So next time, I'll have to try something like that. But let's talk a little bit, what's going on at Sandia MX.
Yeah, Sandia MX at Moriarty. Today there's the practice from 10 to 2 for the bikes and 2 to 4 for the quads. And tomorrow is race day, and there's more information at sandiamx.com.
Awesome. Of course, we're going to talk car shows. We're going to talk a little spooktacular coming up. But if you ever miss any of the New Mexico Motorsports Report, you can always check us out at nmmotorsports.com. You can also listen to us on demand at the on-demand page at 1017theteam.com. Make sure you follow us on Facebook at New Mexico Motorsports Report, or on Twitter at NMM Report. Unser Racing Museum, make sure you want to go check that out. I mean, they're open daily, 10 to 4, except Christmas and Thanksgiving, New Year's. I think they're open every day. 1776 Montaño. I definitely want to catch up with Al Unser Jr. and see what he's been up to. I, you know, see he's been doing some different forms of racing around town. But I don't know, Brooklyn, it might be a chance for you to try some drag racing if you go out to like the Yearwood Street to Strip. I mean, it's like $20. You get as many passes as you want. You get to challenge your friends. It was cool. I went out last weekend on Sunday for the October Classic, and it was walking around a lot more. I mean, they actually let me in the tower. I thought that they were actually going to let me on the mic, but then they realized that I didn't know anything really about drag racing. But what's really cool is after you make a pass, each car actually stops at a booth out there, and you pick up your drag racing ticket. Okay, all you drag racers out there that are listening are now going, how dumb can you be? I mean, this has been going on since the dawn of time. But the really cool thing is you get a little ticket. So you get to actually see what your pass is. And I thought it was really cool. So we're talking about maybe doing some interviews and stuff out there. Even though the guys, that didn't win, they weren't really happy getting the yellow ticket.
Yeah, I can imagine why.
So I guess like soccer, when you get it like a yellow card, uh-huh. I guess a yellow ticket is not a good thing in track racing. So there you go. So for history, we've been on this show almost 5 years, and we finally talked soccer. There was actually a soccer reference on this show. But make sure you want to check out all the cool things that are going on out at ABQ Dragway. Just go to abqdragway.com. And, of course, it's hard to talk about drag racing and not talk about Yearwood Performance. Since 1968, it's been your home for go-fast parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street, all knowledge of what to use and how to use it, fuel injection systems, gauges, and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses. Excuse me, there we go, it passed. Hoses and fittings, Torco racing fuel ready to go in convenient 5-gallon containers. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank, and on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road across from Costco. Save time and money, buy local, yearwoodperformance.com. And I tell you, you know what's really cool about the website? I don't know if you've been to the website, Brooklyn, but they have a place where you can actually, on the website, you can walk around the store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
check that out.
Every aisle. I mean, so if you want to find out if they've got a blue fitting, for your hoses,
yeah,
because you wanted to go, blue fittings and braided, silver braided hose or red or whatever, you can actually go down that aisle and see if they have it.
Who's their web designer?
Or how much did that cost?
Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's pretty cool. So if you want to check out all the cool events other than listening to our show every Saturday morning or going to the website, of course, you can pick up a free copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. It's a monthly full-color magazine with all kinds of cool features, business spotlight, reader fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. I wonder if they've got a moped. I mean, not a moped is a car,
yeah,
but if there's got to be a moped club. Or a Vespa club.
We should find them and get them in here.
Yeah.
I want to drive them over.
Yeah. Could you imagine how exciting they would be at 8:13 in the morning?
Yeah.
The moped club?
I could see it.
All right.
Be better than us.
Get that little 50cc. You know those like little mini bikes we used to call them?
Yeah.
You know, there's trick 50cc mini bikes.
Uh-huh.
Battery operated. I just got the 2 minutes to go. So either this is going really fast or Kelly wants us to heck off the air. I know that the other interviews are going to be a lot better, but pick up a copy, free copy, at any Napa store, Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Las Lunas, Belen, or even as far south as Socorro. Far south. Did I write this? Who wrote this? As far south as Socorro. Anyway, pick up a copy of New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine, a local favorite for over 7 years, and find out what's going on. All right, so, Brooklyn, I got to ask you. Both of our drivers have been eliminated. You know,
yep.
Ryan Newman, and then, of course, tragically, Kyle Larson was eliminated. So, who are you going to pull for because Ryan Newman's out?
Truex. You know, I guess I'm pulling for Kevin Harvick, but I just know deep down in my heart it's going to Truex.
Okay, yeah. So have you always, I mean, okay, Truex, to me, that's not a bandwagoner call.
No.
This guy has had a struggle. I mean, all we got to do is think about Richmond, mm-hmm. And of course, Napa leaving him. It wasn't even his fault.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't do anything. It was Clint Bowyer that spun. And Martin Truex, and of course, and everything that's going on with Sherry Pollock, his girlfriend, you know, and her fight against cancer. I mean, how can you not pull for that guy? Denver Mattress, you know, Furniture Row. I mean, you know, from Denver, from the Southwest. I think that's a great pull.
Yeah, and he's a good driver. I mean, look at the past races. He's earned it, in my opinion.
Well, and of course, you can't pull for Ryan Blaney because he's got the mullet.
Yeah, nope.
Right, no mullet. So what if Blaney shows up at Martinsville on Sunday and he's taking the mullet off?
I'm still gonna have to go for Truex.
Okay,
I don't think it's. I mean, it's not all
right.
That big of a pull.
Well, I've been telling you ever since Billy Ray Cyrus. You know, ladies don't love the mullet. Okay,
no,
you know, so that's just proven. But anyway, on the other side, we're gonna get a little more serious and talk a little Formula One with Mike and Mike producer. Tom McKeon, but he's also our Formula One expert. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
Albuquerque Trikeway's 2017 season is off to a fast start. At Gearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trails for only $20. With over 50 events, including two all-out call-outs and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Sportsmen's and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Hi, this is Kevin from Futons and Frames. Do you have guests coming in for a special event or for the holidays? Then you're in need of a futon from Futons and Frames. We have the largest selection of futons in the Southwest. So come on down to 4311 Manon and let one of our futonologists find the best frame and futon that fits your style and needs. Or give us a call at 881-6863.
Experience the atmosphere of a true Celtic pub right here in New Mexico. Two Phil's Tavern whisks you across the pond into the heart of Dublin or Scotland's Glasgow. Enjoy our extensive menu with fine pub fare, including Two Phil's award-winning fish and chips, while sipping on one of our extensive craft beers, or explore one of the largest whiskey selections, including over 100 single malt scotches. Two Phil's Tavern, proud sponsor of Lobo Soccer, located on Central in Knob Hill, where the crack is mighty.
Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is here to save you money. Make your home energy efficient with a new smart thermostat installation and save up to 23% in energy cost and receive a $50 P&M rebate. Stay safe and comfortable this winter with their $89 furnace tune-up special, which includes a free carbon monoxide test. Plumbing issues? Daniels is your plumbing experts. They can handle any plumbing issue, big or small. For your home or business, you can always trust Daniels. Call now, 898-8860, 898-8860.
Houston Wholesale Cars has won Best Used Car Dealership from Albuquerque the Magazine the last 6 years for a reason. They offer the very best clean, quality cars at the lowest possible prices. Their motto is Shop Smart, Buy Smart. Houston Wholesale is able to buy in volume, which enables them to sell in volume with a lower profit margin due to lower overhead. Houston Wholesale Cars, Albuquerque the Magazine's Best of the City, 6 years running. Lomas near Washington. Visit HoustonWholesaleCars.com.
At U.S. Eagle, we think that the best thing a teller can do is listen. The big guys will try to sell you on a one-size-fits-all approach to banking. But here, we'll actually listen and build a plan that fits your specific needs. Because at U.S. Eagle, you're not a customer. You're an owner. So when you succeed, we all succeed. U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union. Discover the better way to bank. USEagleFCU.org.
Desert Greens Golf Course, more than a great golf course. The Westside's premier bar and grill with an awesome chef on hand, serving up fan favorites. During the MLB playoffs, NFL and college football games, pop in for 50-cent boneless wings, $2 sliders, $2.50 Bud Light pints, $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminums, $4 fireball shots, and watch all your favorite games on huge flat screens. Never a bad view at Desert Greens. Enjoy the fall on their beautiful patio. And on Friday nights, the chef prepares a prime rib and potato special for just $16.95 while you kick back and enjoy live music. DesertGreensGolf.com.
Hey Albuquerque, this is the mayor of Hinchtown, James Hinchcliffe, driver of the number 5 Smith Peterson Motorsports Honda. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Key.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
Right, now we're heading out to Bristol, Connecticut. That's right, the home office of ESPN. And catching up with our buddy Tom McKeon, producer Mike and Mike. How are you doing this morning, Tom?
Hey, David. Always good to talk to you. I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. So when did you get back from Austin?
Yeah, I took a couple days on the back end. I got back on Tuesday.
Awesome.
Tuesday. So it was great. Yeah, I got to hang out in the city for a little bit. Really nice.
Yeah, you got to tell me, did you catch some music? Did you try some of the local libations while you were there?
Yeah, about 50% of the time I was drinking, and the other 50% of the time I was also drinking. So it was a phenomenal time.
Was there a particular favorite you found?
You know, I tried some of the local stuff, and it was really good. I don't remember what any of them were. I probably wasn't in the best state to remember, but they had some really good stuff. I kind of mixed it up as I went along. You know, we were all over the place, my friends and I, so it was a really good time. Definitely want to go back.
So tell us a little bit about the atmosphere. I mean, for those that I went last year, I think you've been a couple of times. But for people that haven't been there, I mean, talk a little bit about the atmosphere in the city, the atmosphere around the track.
It's interesting because that was one of the things I was thinking they could do more of, is kind of combining the two.
Okay.
The only time when you're in Austin, you see on the street lamps some of the advertisements for the race. Aside from that, there's not really a big tie-in to the race, so it seems very separate. The atmospheres are great for both, but I would love to see maybe they do the Thursday driver pressers from downtown somewhere. How cool would that be?
That would
getting
be absolutely.
Getting a little more mix. At the track, it's crazy. There's fans from everywhere. I mean, you're seeing giant Robert Kubica flags. He hasn't raced in F1
really?
In a couple years. Like, it's just the following is incredible from where everybody's coming from. Who they're rooting for, you're seeing Ferrari flags, you're seeing everyone adorned in Red Bull, Mercedes, Ferrari, some Haas stuff too, which is great. And I tell you, if anyone out there is listening who hasn't gone to a race and you want to go to the U.S. Grand Prix, do it and get those turn one grandstand seats because you can see so much of the track, including the start-finish line. It's where everybody kind of congregates on the hill there. It was amazing. I was on turn one to watch the start of the race, and it's really, really the spot to be. And then afterwards, I can't recommend enough going and waiting in line to get in to the track area for the podium celebrations. It's awesome.
Yeah, they definitely open it up, and the crowds can come down there and definitely get close. You know what's amazing to me is going to the race last year, the stands are packed. And you know, you watch NASCAR, and a lot of times they're having trouble getting more people. I think it's a combination of when you have so many races, you know, that you kind of pick and choose because you can't go all of them, but we only have one in the United States. I'm really excited to see what Liberty Media does in bringing more races to the U.S., especially if they did one in Vegas, because, you know, the travel distance is different. So you might have a different population that could come out and see their first race. Now, it's not far to run down to Mexico this weekend, and it's probably a little late to do it right now, but at this point, and I should say that from here, from New Mexico to Mexico is not really too far, but what other things did you observe that maybe Formula One can take from, say, maybe NASCAR that would bring the fans maybe a little closer to the action?
One of the things that I noticed, and this is at a lot of races too, now, the Circuit of the Americas is great. It's modern. It's only 5 years old.
Yeah.
Tons of screens to watch from, as long as you're situated in the right place. Sometimes it can be tough. Like I said, I was lining up to go out onto the track for the podium ceremonies on that last lap. I didn't even know what happened with Max until afterwards my friends are texting me watching it at home, and I'm thinking, what is going on? You know, I see two Ferrari drivers on the podium.
Right.
I see Hamilton. Would have had no idea there was anything else going on. Now, what I'm thinking of is in NASCAR, they used to, or they might still, have those like handhelds to rent where you can listen to different frequencies. You can listen to the team frequencies. Why not have that available for fans at F1? You can listen to the world feed. You can listen to different team radios. It would be a moneymaker for them. Plus, even if it's not a screen, I would know to immediately look up to a screen or get close to one so I can see what's going on with Max and Kimi on the final lap.
Yeah.
So I find it's almost like a, you know, when you go to a PGA Tour event too, it's an amazing experience, but it is tough to follow along with all the action, like especially when you have, you know, 20 drivers out there and you're wondering, oh, what happened to Pascal Wehrlein? I have no idea. I see he's out of the race after lap one. And that's some of the nature of attending a race, but I think they could make it a little more accessible that way.
Well, and I think in today's day and age with our smartphones and stuff, we've become used to that aspect. It's because we have it on our smartphones while we're watching it on TV. I mean, you know, because like you said, you can get the in-car stuff with, you know, through Sirius. So you can be listening to, say, Jimmy Johnson's car while you're watching, you know, the battle for the lead, and he's not involved in that battle. So just exactly what you pointed out with technology, the more technology we get, the more we seem to want. What I thought was so fascinating was how good this race was, and yet it wasn't a battle for the lead. Watching Max Verstappen cut through the field and come from, you know, basically, you know, starting in the back and having such a run. And then what happened to Valtteri Bottas at the end, which is exactly what you're talking about, is the Kimi Raikkonen and Verstappen passing him, and Bottas was just kind of falling back. What a tremendous race. What are your thoughts, your takeaways on the race?
I think they should just start Max 20th every race because that's when he's at his best. You see this so many times from him. Has a bad qualifying session, you know, something that might be out of his control. Starts 16th, 17th, 18th. Are you counting him out for a podium? I'm probably not, because this is what he can do. It was interesting to see with Vettel take the two tire or the two stop strategy. You're going to hemorrhage a lot of ground, but it's incredible how quickly he made it up and got back into second in the closing laps. Because I was out there wondering, I'm like, something must have been seriously wrong with his tires for him to want to pit, need to pit again when this track is made for a one-stop strategy. So that was incredible to watch. It was awesome watching from turn one at the start when Vettel got ahead of Hamilton on the inside.
Yep.
And it's always curious too with that, This track, Japan does it too, where the pole winner is on the outside of the turn. Granted, they're a couple feet ahead, but if Vettel in second place gets a decent start like he did, he already has the inside line. So I always found that curious, but, you know, and then Vettel only led, you know, five laps or six laps until Hamilton got him again. It's been so kind of telling of the last half of this season where, since I think it is, since Spa, Hamilton's led 249 laps, Vettel's led 8.
Right.
So that's, you know, it's just, that was kind of an embodiment of the second half of the season when Hamilton gets him, and then you could just tell he was checking out. There was nothing the pace of the Ferraris could do.
Well, and you look at the season, and Hamilton's 66-point lead. He only has to finish fourth this weekend. Of course, Mercedes already got a fourth consecutive Constructors' Championship. Last, of course, to do that, Red Bull, 2010 through 2013. But interestingly enough, one of the stories for me that has been compelling is basically, will Verstappen go to Mercedes? Well, that was answered with, of course, a contract extension through 2020. But Ricardo still sitting there. His contract ends at 2018, ended the 2018 season. Bottas, of course, only has a one-year contract through that period of time. Can we see Ricardo move over to Mercedes? And how could you kick out Bottas when he's doing so well?
Yeah, I think that's the most likely move at this point of the top drivers in terms of shuffling. People are locked up for a while, but like you said, Ricardo's only got 1 year, and Bottas, they only keep extending 1 year. You know, they had his one-year contract to start this year, extend it for another year. I'm with you on that. I think Bottas has done a really good job in his first season with Mercedes. Next season is going to be so telling because at that point, the learning curve, I would say, is over. You're a top driver. You're going up against another top driver. You've had that year to settle in, to learn the car. Now you guys are presumably on even ground as we get a new car, a new season. And if he doesn't bring the fight like Rosberg did to Hamilton over the last couple of years, then I could see Mercedes justifying it and say, well, okay, it's time for Ricardo. And Ricardo even said, you know, he would love to race toe-to-toe against Hamilton in the same car. So you don't really need a master's degree to figure out that this could probably happen. I think it's the most likely scenario of any of the top drivers in terms of shuffling seats over the next year or two.
Well, and of course, you know, the whole Alonso McLaren relationship has been rocky at best. It looks like Alonso is going to be driving in the 24-hour Daytona. It looks like he's made a commitment to do some road racing. Was it a surprise to see him go ahead and stay at McLaren?
It's funny how quickly things change. You know, we were talking all spring and all summer, oh, Alonso's definitely going to be out, presumably, if this Honda deal keeps going. I mean, there seems like there's no question about it. And the minute they announced they're going to Renault, I'm thinking, okay, he'll probably stay because I don't know how many other options he has, which is amazing to say, considering how talented he still is. But that wasn't too much of a surprise once the engine deal came down, because it just seemed like I don't think there were that many other options, especially, I mean, he didn't really have. What other options would he have had in F1? Maybe some backmarker teams, but you expect McLaren to be better with the Renault engine. At least you would expect them to be mid-pack. They've shown signs of speed this year, and Austin was another representation of Alonso's season. He was willing that car into seventh place before it failed him again. So it's just incredible to see what he can do when that thing actually works.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's definitely got talent. What's interesting is he's still got the fire, too, because I thought, well, I mean, go over and race Castroneves in road racing now. Now that Castroneves is not going to be with the super team of Penske, and he's going to go road racing, I thought, well, maybe that would be interesting. He had a really good run at the Indy 500. I mean, it's just the same problems he has with Honda, bit him there, but it depends with whether he's looking for what he wants to do, but he still seems to have something to prove with Formula One.
Yes, for sure. And yeah, he led almost, I think, 30 laps in the Indy 500. He looked like he was in position to, I mean, win it at one point.
Yeah.
This is how quickly he can learn, and I think you know, I'd have to guess that, these trying seasons have only made him want to go out more towards other series and try his hand at some of these different ones. And I know he should be amazing at the Rolex 24 Daytona. I can't wait to see him in that. It's going to be something. You know, he's with a team that could win it.
Absolutely. All right, Tom. Hey, really appreciate you. I was completely jealous seeing your shots from Austin, but glad you could join us this morning and let us know how it went.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right, that's Tom McKeon. During the week, he's a producer over at Mike and Mike at the Mothership in Bristol, Connecticut, but been our Formula One buddy for several years. Got the opportunity to actually meet him when I was out there about a month ago. Great guy, of course, loves road racing, but, you know, sometimes we've got to pay the bills. So he does that with Mike and Mike. But we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to go now to Martinsville. So we're going to go from a road racing to circle track racing with Matt Corson with the Racing Experts. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Every sports bar has TVs. Not everyone has great food. Gecko's Bar and Tapas has been voted best bar food and best appetizers by Alibi. Watch NFL Ticket every Sunday and college football on 11 HD TVs. All Lobo games, including ESPN3 games, are available as well. Happy hour 4 to 7 every day at Gecko's Bar and Tapas. Enjoy 50-cent wings on Mondays and 5.50 hamburgers on Wednesday, along with a wide selection of local craft beers. Two locations, Knob Hill on Central and Academy east of San Mateo.
Casino at the Downs First Turn Lounge has live music Fridays and Saturdays, karaoke cash Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and ladies' night Thursdays. Plus, watch all the NFL games and watch and wager on simulcast horse racing daily, only at Casino at the Downs, 1 mile south of ABQ Uptown.
It's stinking good septic service. Atlas Pumping is your number one septic company. They have been servicing the Albuquerque and surrounding area for over 45 years. When you need the stink gone, think Atlas Pumping. Stinking good septic service, 898-3936, 898-3936.
Hey, this is Tom with Papa John's, the official pizza of the NFL. We're excited about the Dallas Cowboys this year and know that you are too. Papa John's wants you to win when the Cowboys win. The day after every Cowboys victory, get 50% off a large pizza. That's 50% off a large pizza when the Cowboys win with online code NM50. It's the Dallas Cowboys, they win, you win promotion, only from your friends at Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Go Cowboys!
Attention retirees and pre-retirees, if you would like to receive a second opinion on your investment, retirement, and lifetime income plan, call our local Oxford Wealth Advisors firm today. Our firm specializes in working with investors that are 55 years and older. Call Oxford Wealth Advisors to schedule your free initial consultation and take the first steps toward your financial future. 505-891-9800. That's 505-891-9800. Proud sponsor of UNM Lobos.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides, with monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Boleyn, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Eric Jones driving the number 77 5-Hour Energy Camry, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 1017 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. All right, let's catch up with Matt Corson with the RacingExperts.com. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
Doing well, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So I got to tell you, I still seem to be comparing everything to the experience at Bristol. And I want to thank you for giving us the extra special tour. What was that? Was it Powell's? Is that the name of the hamburger place that we went to?
Yeah, Powell's. It's one of the local chains, kind of like our version of In-N-Out on the East Coast, or really just a restaurant that's just in the Tri-Cities area.
So I was curious if they put crack in those hamburgers, because I literally woke up the other night going, man, I wish I could get me some Powell's. And I was like, what the heck is that about? So anyway, we could go from Powell's to talking about the Martinsville hot dog. I got to ask you, how many are you planning on consuming this weekend?
Hey, it's probably only about two or three. The Martinsville hot dog kind of got old for me after my first couple trips up here in the last, this is my fifth trip here, and I think I've had enough in my time, so probably going to keep it limited this weekend.
Well, and I actually have heard that, you know, that they've been called gut busters, all kinds of other things have been associated with it. Well, talk about the drama last week in Kansas. I mean, and probably the biggest one to me is, of course, the elimination of Kyle Larson with a blown engine. I mean, everybody had him penciled in for the final four, thought he could actually win, because once you get to California, I mean, he's or when you should get to Homestead, he's awfully strong at that track. But what were your thoughts on one, the how the stage racing has played into all of this drama, and how it just really showed how interesting it's made it?
Yeah, I was really amazed. I think nobody expected what happened last week at Kansas to occur, because lately the mile and a half tracks have seemed to be kind of non-eventful, if you will.
Right.
And I was really shocked. There was three big storylines that I was looking at last weekend, and would that be, obviously, you pointed out the Kyle Larson's engine failure, but Matt Kenseth, how about that penalty NASCAR parked him?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so, seven guys, you know, I mean, it was all over the one guy, it was tough. I mean, of course, we all saw Dominic, you know, pushing his way in on that interview, what amazing, and it just took the whole wind, you know, total wind out of their sail. And I mean, I think that nobody was shocked more than Matt was.
Right. For someone who is not guaranteed to have a job next year, that's tough. And if you, I don't know if you were able to hear the radio chatter between him and his crew chief, Jason Ratcliffe. He was like, what do you mean we're done? He's like, you're done. I sent six over the wall and a seventh man went over. So what a terrible way to end the season. But hey, what about Jimmy Johnson, though?
Yep.
Run two times back-to-back and still managed to make it to the round of eight. This guy, he's unstoppable, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and no, absolutely. Better not count him out. I mean, he could win. On tomorrow in Martinsville, and totally everybody would be on notice. I mean, because you don't want him and Knaus to have a shot at it. Showed it last year. We all wrote him off. I wrote him off. As a matter of fact, I wrote him off for this one, which is probably why he's doing so well. But I also think what was really shocking was the call on the start that sent Martin Truex to the back. I mean, you know, I mean, this guy, he comes back from that and still wins the race. I mean, what an interesting call on the jump on the start.
Yeah, that was, I don't know, I was really confused as to that. I guess I didn't get to watch the drivers' meeting, but apparently they had told the drivers to stay by the white line, and I believe Martin Truex was in the wrong if that was true, and they told him to stay by the white line, and he failed to do that, or the spotter failed to inform him that he needed to stay below the white line. But I guarantee you every spotter on top of that stand was making sure that the leader car did not go under that white line, because they saw what happened to Truex.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, no, I mean, it could have changed that race totally, ended up not. I mean, Martin Truex gets the win anyway. The real bonus win for him was getting the pole there, which gives him pit selection in Martinsville, just because of the way the format is. How much of an advantage is him getting that first pit stall selection?
Yeah, so it's almost like a two for one. You get
the
pole at Kansas, start up on the front row, and then you have the number one pit selection at Martinsville, which I hear is the tightest and most oddly configured pit road in all of sports. I'm looking at it right now. It starts on the entrance of turn three, and you come off at the entrance of turn two. So it's so unique, shaped. It's definitely, and the number one pit stall will definitely help on restarts tomorrow, and it'll be really interesting to see how that plays out and affects the whole race, because the pole sitter today, or that sets the pole tomorrow, rather, will not start, we'll have the number one pit stall at Texas. So we'll see how that plays out today.
Yeah, it's very, very weird. The paperclip definitely has a wrinkle with the pit stalls. Let's talk about the big story of the week, Darrell Bubba Wallace Jr. going to Richard Petty Motorsports.
Yeah, that I was shocked. Not really shocked, but it seemed like after he made his starts, the news kind of went down since the summer. You know, we didn't hear much about it. I know Petty released a statement a couple weeks ago that said they want him, so I just assumed that they were working through some sponsorship issues and such. But the guy's a proven winner. 6 wins in the Truck Series. He finished 3 top 20s in his 4 starts in the, whenever he was filling in for the injured Eric Almirola. And he could have finished in the top 20 in each of his starts, but some pit road speeding penalties at Pocono had him. He finished outside the top 20 there. But had it not been for those penalties at the Pocono, he could have easily finished top 20 in all 4 of his starts. And it'll be really interesting to see if Bubba Wallace can bring Richard Petty Motorsports to a whole new level in 2018 next year.
Well, I think just as exciting with the signing is the fact that he's a young guy too, and so to be able to see what he could do. But I was totally shocked that we didn't have a sponsor announcement with it. I mean, that was probably, just like you said, I think it was a foregone conclusion that, and not surprising that he would be in the car, that the deal was, were they going to be able to put a deal together? So I was trying to think of whether that's a PR move, that they want to have another press conference down the road. But I can't imagine that they didn't make that move without knowing where the money was coming from.
Oh, absolutely. And we already know that the primary sponsor of Richard Petty Motorsports, Smithfield, is moving to Stuart Haas Racing next year. And we're still unsure where Eric Almirola is going. Is he going to follow his sponsor that he's had for the last couple years, or who knows what's going to happen? This silly season is probably one of the wildest in recent memory. And it seems like silly season is almost like the presidential election now. It's starting earlier and earlier and earlier. And we'll be starting about silly season for the next year, starting at the Daytona 500, it seems like.
I will have to say that at least it's a little cleaner than the election was.
That's true.
Yeah, that was a little brutal. Okay, so, of course, Martinsville is sort of like Talladega in the fact that they could throw a big wrench in this whole thing. Because if, you know, drivers from, fifth through eighth, you know, Jimmy Johnson, Denny Hamlin, you know, I mean, Denny Hamlin wins this race. He's in the final four. Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott, which are both, you know, sophomore seasons, having great runs. Just, I mean, Blaney's got his victory, but Chase Elliott, everybody's waiting for it. This could be a race. Could we see one of those drivers stepping up, punching their ticket, and being actually in consideration to win the whole thing in Miami?
Right, yeah. So I consider Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney to really be the underdogs in this thing. They are, like you said, the sophomore season going up against veterans like Jimmy Johnson, Kevin Harvick, you know. And if they punch their ticket tomorrow, then there you are in the Final Four at Miami competing for a championship. And that would be huge for Chase Elliott to win the championship, or even Ryan Blaney. And I think it would be monumental for them to even just make it to the Final Four and make an appearance, because that will set the bar higher for next year. And maybe they can get that win soon, because I can tell it's coming, that's for sure.
Would there be a more popular champion than Martin Truex Jr. at this point?
No. Everybody I've talked to, it just seems like Truex is a lock for the championship. But I was looking at the 5 playoff drivers just recently tested at Miami this last week. And you know who wasn't at the top of the charts? Martin Truex Jr. And the way this playoff format is, Martin Truex could have won every race this whole year. And if he finishes second at Homestead, then there's a chance he couldn't be the champion. So it's amazing what this crazy format that NASCAR brought out a couple years ago has done, and it makes drivers fight. Every position matters, and we saw that last week at Kansas, you know.
Yeah, it will be one race to settle it all, though, because everyone, the top four will all be equal at that point. It'll be mano a mano. So it's great. Hey, really appreciate you joining the show this morning. I look forward to catching up with you at Phoenix.
All right. Thank you so much for having me, and I'll see you in just a couple weeks.
That's right. Awesome. Well, that was Matt Corson with the RacingExperts.com. He does double duty, writes and shoots photographs. So make sure you go to the website, check out his work. The whole team's going to be out there in Phoenix, so I look forward to seeing him. But we're going to try and catch up with Reggie Tibbetts out at Hooters East for the big spooktacular going on today on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Ryan Blaney, driver number 21, Motorcraft Quick Lane Ford Fusion for the Wood Brothers. You are listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
The savings continue, and now is the best time to get into a new Hyundai at Larry H. Miller Hyundai on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall. Check out the 2017 Sonatas, over $6,000 in discounts and incentives, and priced at $17,950. The 17 Hyundai Elantra starts at only $14,950, and the 2017 Hyundai Accents are $12,950. It's all at Albuquerque's number one volume Hyundai dealer. Head west on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall to Larry H. Miller Hyundai, and online at LarryHMillerHyundai.com. See stores for details.
Napa Know How.
Even if the forecast doesn't call for rain, it calls for Trico Force Wiper Blades. Now $15 off when you buy a pair at Napa. Because in reality, a little water's no biggie compared to leaky garbage trucks, swarms of insects, or parking under a tree. So grab a pair of Trico Force Wiper Blades and get $15 off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. Try the new spicy buffalo chicken tacos or the Hunter's meat and cheese board. Perfect game day shareables. Twin Peaks full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Enjoy a Stella Artois today. Twin Peaks. Eats. Drinks. Scenic views.
Hi, this is Scott from Rocky Mountain Stone, inviting you to our annual Rocktober sale starting this Friday. Remnants starting at $50. Come enjoy some Scarpa's Pizza and get wholesale prices on granite and quartz countertops, plus up to 50% off select landscape items. Visit rmstone.com for more information.
Pick up your copy of the Albuquerque Journal and plan your weekend with Venue, your weekly entertainment guide featuring information on movies, restaurants, live music, and theater. Learn tips to maintain your physical and mental well-being in our health section every Tuesday. Discover new recipes, food trends, and cooking tips in our food section every Wednesday. Share America's love of food and drinks with the monthly Relish magazine. Stop by one of our many retail locations today for your copy or visit us at abqjournal.com.
Far Crafters now has locations all around Albuquerque and two locations in Rio Rancho.
So no matter what side of town I'm on, I can find a Car Crafters close by?
That's right. Car Crafters is locally owned and recognized as Best of the City by Albuquerque the Magazine for collision repair.
That's awesome. I love supporting the local business.
Car Crafters is a corporate partner of the Lobos, proudly serving New Mexico for over 35 years.
Car Crafters, it's like it never.
Listen up, team listeners. At Sports and Wellness, fall is way more than a simple change of seasons. It's when you come back inside and change your routine. Change starts in the club with the best studio-style training, group fitness program, personal training, and Albuquerque's most supportive team of experts. Get started today with a team listener exclusive offer. Enroll for only $10.17 when you stop into any one of our five locations by October 31st. New Mexico Sports and Wellness. Who's in?
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. On deck, we got FM Sports Saturday, and I hope they talk about the game last night, because now you got the Astros up 2-1. Bregman, Giles, love watching the local connection. Keep it going, guys. I can't believe I just said that on the Dodgers affiliate. So anyway, either team, I'm happy that you win. So coming up, 9 a.m. FM Sports Saturday, 10 a.m. you got the Team High School Show, Gary Heron. 11 a.m. you got the Henry T. Show. At 1:30 we got college football with number 2 Penn State versus number 6 Ohio State. 6 p.m. we got Major League Baseball, of course, the World Series with the Dodgers versus Astros in Game 4. On Sunday, NFL. Raiders versus Bills at 11 a.m. 2:30, we got the Cowboys versus the Redskins. 6 p.m., we will have the Dodgers versus Astros Game 5. On Monday, the Locker Room with Bob Brown at 4 o'clock. And at 6:30, we're going to have the Broncos versus Chiefs. So, as you know, from Kansas City, the Chiefs got to get back on track to see if we can get that done. Of course, you want to check out a cool car show today going on out at Hooters East is the Spooktacular. And so we're going to be talking about that a little bit. But go ahead and mark your calendars right now. November 11th, the grand opening, and that's Veterans Day, the grand opening of the Napa Auto Parts on San Mateo. And so we weren't able to catch up with Reggie, but we be able to catch up with Steve Haydu. And that's Steve's Cruising with the Oldies. How you doing this morning, Steve?
I'm doing great. How are you today, there, David?
Good, good. Hey, thank you for jumping on for us. We wanted to talk a little bit about the Spooktacular, and I bet you Reggie's over there working his butt off. So I thought we'd just reach out to you and talk a little bit about, hey, so far, how's the turnout looking out there at the Spooktacular?
The Spooktacular's looking spooktacular, I might say. We have an array of vehicles today of all sizes and shapes. Actually, they're decorated pretty scary.
Yeah,
lots of people, lots of cars. It's filling up quite fast, and I might say people started parking here last night at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Yep,
and decorating their vehicles, and it's just crazy. We got here early and they're barely able to park, but parking lot's getting full. It's gonna be a great turnout. We got a costume contest going on today for adults and the children. So parents out there, bring your kids out. We got lots of candy. All the vehicles got candy and candy dishes for the children. So it's going to be a great time. Come on out and have a great time out here our Spooktacular here out at Hooters here on San Mateo.
Yeah. So this kind of marks kind of the end of the car show season. I mean, there are some other one-off car shows, but you get it all kicked off out at Super Nationals. What's it like to every year gear up for that big event? It's kind of the Super Bowl. It's on Super Bowl weekend, the Super Bowl of car shows. What's it like to be involved in that big event to kick off the season?
That's an excellent event, of course, indoors during the first weekend of February.
Yep.
And it's just an exciting time. You get the beautiful cars come in from all the array of different states surrounding us here, plus beautiful New Mexico cars. It's just a great time for all the whole family to come on out to the Super National. And, all sorts of anything related with automotive, merchandise, material, vehicles, people, builders, you name it. It's just one big gathering here that the Super National offers for all you car enthusiasts out there. So it's a great thing to be involved, and I'm so happy I am involved in that. This will be my 11th year, and, I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, so how far in advance do you start thinking about a playlist? You know, you see who the guest is going to be, kind of the personality that they bring in, and you start kind of building, because, building the party, you got to build it up. You don't want people to get too excited too soon, and then you got to kind of bring it back. So, I mean, how much is that evolves as it's going, or is actually kind of a set playlist?
Actually, no, I start gathering things around the holidays. Actually, Thanksgiving, start thinking about it, start gathering things together. Christmas time and that. And the closer we get, make sure I got the right playlist for all ages, I might add.
Right.
So it's a, yeah, and then when the show, about a weekend before the show, no matter what you organize about the day before the show, everything gets blown out of proportion. And everything you had plans out the window. So you got to start all over. But no, it turns out to be a great time. And no matter you think you're doing something right, something wrong, it just always ends up being a fun time. And things always work out to the greatest. And it's just a fun time over here at the Super Nationals. People need to start planning about that.
Yeah,
actually, and it's never too late to start looking at tickets for that stocking stuffer for those Christmas holidays.
You know? Absolutely, Yearwood is going to, I'm sure, be doing that again, and that's like you said, it's just right around the corner. Hey, Steve, I really appreciate you pinch hitting there for Reggie. I'm gonna pop by and see you guys a little bit later because I got to tell you, this is one of my favorite shows of the year. But appreciate you jumping on this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, all families, all kids, come on out this afternoon. We're going to have a costume contest for the adults and the children. More children, more the merrier. Like I said, we got candy, bowl dishes, and for most of the scariest cars, we got trophies for the scariest vehicles. And so it's not really a shiny car show, I might say. It's more like a Halloween scariest car show. So it's a lot of thoughts gone into everybody that's come out here. So it's just going to be a great time. So like I said, for all the families, come on out here to Hooters here off San Mateo by Montgomery here for our great Halloween car show we got going on.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve. We'll see you soon. All right. Well, that's another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. Thank you, Kelly, Alex, and Brooklyn. We'll see you next Saturday on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Vin Scully. You're listening to Albuquerque's Home for the Dodgers, ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
KQTM-FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque.